Masechet Berachot, Perek Aleph Mishnahe. So in the first few Mishnayot, we discussed the proper time to say Shema. And then we continued into how you say the Shema, what position should a person be in. And now we're getting into exactly what a person says. And the Mishnah starts off by telling us, Mazkirin Yetziat Mitzrayim Balelot, a person remembers the exodus from Egypt even during the nighttime. So we know about the first two paragraphs of Shema. We say within them explicitly, Beshoch Ubshoch Becha Ubkumecha, when one goes to sleep and when one rises in the morning. But when it comes to this third chapter, this third perek of Shema, of Vayomer, there's no explicit mention in the paragraph that one has to say it. And you would think that technically I don't have to say it. I shouldn't have to say it. Because it's talking about Sisit. And Sisit don't apply during the nighttime. Sisit only apply during the daytime. So one would think that he doesn't have to mention the third paragraph of the Shema as part of this mitzvah. But the Hidush of this Mishnah is that Maskirin Yitziat Mitzrayim Balelot, that even though, yes, the main part of this chapter is mentioning Sisit, we say this third paragraph because it contains within it a mention of Yitziat Mitzrayim, of the exodus from Egypt, which has to be mentioned at night. Mishnah continues, Amari Bi'ili Elazar bin Azariah, Hare Anikye ben Shivim Shana, Lelo Zachiti Shite Amer Yitziat Mitzrayim, Balelot. The passage that you should be familiar with, we say this on the Haggadah. Rabbi Elazar bin Azariah, he said, I was like somebody who was 70 years old. We know the famous story in Masechet Berachot that tells us that when Rabbi Elazar bin Azariah was up for the position of Nesiut, he was about to receive the chief rabbi position, and there was a question because of his age. So in a miraculous way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him strands of white beard in order so that he would appear older. So he says, I look like I was a 70-year-old person. And we know he only merited to have that white beard because of how meticulous he was with his Talmud Torah, with his Torah study. He says, I'm like someone who was 70. I'm that knowledgeable. And he said, of course, I knew this halakha, that this third paragraph of Shema has to be included in the Shema. But I never understood why. Until Ben Zoma came up and he explained it to me with the following explanation. Shene Emar, like the Pasuk says, Leman tiskor et yom setecha me'eres Mitzrayim kol yemehayecha. He says, so that you should remember the days of your departure from Egypt, all the days of your life. That's the Pasuk. And they expound and they infer from this Pasuk, yemehayecha hayamim kol yemehayecha halelot. He says, by the fact that the Pasuk says, yemehayecha, the days of your life, I can learn out that you have to say it during the daytime. But this extra word of kol, all the days of your life, is superfluous. This extra word of all, of kol. Therefore, says this Rabbi Ben Zoma, this is teaching us the addition of this third paragraph of Shema, that one has to mention the exodus from Mitzrayim during the nighttime as well. And Hachamim disagree. Hachamim say, no, that's not the derasha. That's not what we're learning from that pasuk. They say, Hachamim omrim, yemehayecha ha'olam hazeh, kol yemehayecha al havid limot ha-mashiach. They say, no, it's nothing to do with day or night. Rather, the teaching of this pasuk is to teach you that yemehayecha ha'olam hazeh, that during the current climate that we live in, a pre-messianic era, of course we have to mention the exodus from Egypt, but also one may think, after the Mashiach comes, why do we have to mention the earlier redemption that happened thousands of years ago? We'll just talk about the current redemption, which is the redemption during the times of the Mashiach. And that's the Chidush. That's what we're learning from this Pasuk. Kol yemehayecha lehavi limot ha-mashiach. That even during the times of Mashiach, one needs to mention the exodus from Egypt as well and still remember the early miracles of Hashem. The Rambam points out over here, of course, though, the Hachamim here are not arguing in terms of the mitzvah. He says, of course, the sages over here, Hachamim would tell us that one, of course, has to say the third perek of Kiryat Shema, but they would learn it out from a different source.